This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Rob Hutchison. He is the CEO of BioAces Technologies. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol BTI.V, and they also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIOAF. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, tell us a little bit about your company, the unmet medical needs that you guys are treating right now, and a little bit of background on yourself, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Sure. Well, it's a fairly, I would say, simple story to tell. There is a tremendous unmet medical need in the area of brain research and what they call neuroscience.
Right.
The problem is the fact that a lot of the drugs that you would normally use to treat diseases in the periphery, and that's from the neck down, are blocked by Mother Nature, and she created a barrier called the blood-brain barrier that protects your brain. And it does a tremendous function and tremendous job of what it's supposed to do. But when there is diseases that enter the brain, or the CNS, the central nervous system, as we also call it, those drugs are essentially blocked by Mother Nature from getting in. So where you might have a cancer that is very treatable in, you know, various organs throughout your body, if that cancer goes to your brain, it's called metastasization, or metastasizes to the brain, it's basically untreatable. And this is why a lot of people that are diagnosed with neurological or brain cancers are given a very short lifespan. So what we have developed and what we found and discovered going back to 1992, as a matter of fact, is a natural protein. It's a human protein that exists in every mammal on planet Earth. And it has a function, a biological function, of shuttling iron across the blood-brain barrier, because iron is required by the neurons to feed them. And neurons are the center of cells that that keep the cells alive. So although Mother Nature created this barrier, she also knew that she needed to allow certain compounds to get in. So she created these, I'll call them tow trucks. And these tow trucks are simply something that actually tows something across the blood-brain barrier that Mother Nature says we need to have that. So what we discovered and have enhanced was this protein that actually we can link drugs or therapies, therapeutic compounds of various different sizes to, and Mother Nature allows us to tow those across the blood-brain barrier. And now those drugs can now enter into the brain tissue, and they can now do the job that they're supposed to do and go fight those free radicals and the diseases that are caused in the brain.
So let me ask you this. So let me ask you this before we go any further. Do you guys are in a phase one or phase two, phase three trial? How? Give us an update of where we're at in the process of bringing this online.
Yeah. Well, what we've done is we've now completely, perfected the science and perfected the technology so that we know that it works in various different substructure animals.
Right.
You know, rats, mice, monkeys, etc. And so the technology is now fully developed, and now it's time for us to turn this technology over to large pharmaceutical companies, thereby licensing it to them, so that they can now link their therapeutic drugs and they can then move that into clinical testing. So from a shareholder's perspective, you might look at it and say, well, we're not a drug company, we're a facilitator.
Right.
We're an enabler. We enable drug companies to get their compounds across the blood-brain barrier. So we wouldn't take our company into clinical trials. It would be the large pharma company or the pharmaceutical companies that says, we have this drug here, drug ABC, we need to get it here, and you're going to be the enabler or the facilitator to take it that. So we're going to use our drug, we're going to link it with your, or you're going to help us link it to the peptide, and what we call transcend, and then we're going to take that forward and move it into clinical trials. So from an investor's perspective, we completely de-risk that whole issue as it relates to clinical trials where many things can fail. We know we can get the compounds across the blood-brain barrier, but we don't know whether or not the drug company's drugs will be effective. Many of their drugs fail in clinical trials, so that's not our job. to be to make the drug successful. Our job is just to take it from point A to point B.
So you have this tow truck that's going to allow you to go through the barrier and get the medicine to the brain, which is needed, that no one else has that? Is there other companies that have this technology, or you have a patent on it, utility patent, provision patent? Where are we at in the process of that?
Well, from a patent perspective, we have an extensive patent portfolio, over 38 patents that protects our technologies, or what we call Transcend, as we developed it. So we're very comfortable from the fact that we have patents out to 2035 or 2034. So we feel very comfortable that our technology is well protected. And since we're really an IP company, that's really what we are, it's important to have a very strong patent portfolio. From a competitive landscape perspective, there's probably 6 or 7 other companies out there that are developing technologies, that sort of mimic what we do, I guess is the word I would use.
You're right, right.
Some of those are some big pharma companies, such as Genentech, for example. But the amount of what we call injected dose, in other words, when we inject a patient with a dose of a compound, you look to see, well, what's the percent of that injected dose that gets into the brain tissue?
That's exactly right.
And we range from somewhere between 4 to 6%. And the competition in what they've published to date is around the 1 to maybe 1.5%. So we clearly have, and we think the reason why we're such a dramatic difference is that we're working with Mother Nature. You know, a neurologist and a neurosurgeon friend of mine said, the true elegance of your solution is the fact that it's very natural.
Right.
You're not trying to fool the blood-brain barrier. You're not trying to mimic something else. You're actually using something that Mother Nature handed to us and said, here you go. You guys figure it out. I'm going to give you the tools, and if you guys can figure it out and figure out how to use the tools, then you'll be able to advance medical science as far as the CNS and the brain is concerned. So there's Genentech, there's AngioChem, there's, as I say, approximately about 6 other companies that are embarking in this area because it is such a massive, potentially huge market for it. So we just happen to be the only one that actually is using a natural occurring biological or physiological process, and we just figured out how to make use of that.
My guest today is Rob Hutchinson. He is the CEO of BioAces Technology. They trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol BTI.V. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIOAF. Potential market size, where are we at in the scheme of things?
Well, currently right now, without a shuttle or without a tow truck, the CNS marketplace is about $98 billion a year. So if you could increase that by allowing good therapeutics and strong chemotherapeutics, et cetera, to get across, I'm sure you could probably expect that marketplace is going to grow substantially. One drug that we've shown tremendous success in is a drug called Herceptin, which treats women with HER2-positive breast cancer. And unfortunately, between 30 to 40% of the women that contract that form of breast cancer have a chance that it's going to metastasize to the brain. In other words, it's going to go from the breast to the brain. When it gets there, it's a pretty dim prognosis. Yet, this drug, Herceptin, is a tremendous drug at treating that form of cancer. It works extremely well. And the life expectancy now of patients that developed HER2-positive breast cancer has gone up dramatically because of that drug's success. And we've shown in animal models that in just 4 treatments, we can reduce the number of tumors by 68%. So there you have a drug that is $6.6 billion currently in market sales, and yet it has an unmet medical need. So if you could develop, or as we've done, take that and show the same results we see in the animal models and the human models. And remember, we're using a drug that's already been pre-approved by the FDA. So we're not creating something new as far as a drug is concerned. We're just enabling it to get to another location. Then all of a sudden, you could see the marketplace just for that one application, reach that $6 billion mark. So the potential market capitalization for the whole CNS area could be well into the, could well reach the numbers of cancer, which reaches well past $200 billion.
You know, I was looking at your balance sheet about a week ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, your last quarter you guys did a little over $100,000 in revenue. Where are we at in the process of expanding that? Do we have any products that are bringing, and where did that money come from?
Sure. Well, a lot of that money came from companies that pay us for research, that actually say we're interested in evaluating your technology and we'll pay you for that. So that a lot of that comes from that. We are just very early on in the very early stages of commercialization, and we have now just entered into an agreement recently with a company called Vaccinex, you know, out of the New York area.
Yeah, I saw
that. And they're, you know, they've taken a license and they've agreed to pay us up to $20 million up front in upfront payments and milestone payments. And that's the type of agreement where here's a company that has a target potentially for Huntington's disease and for multiple sclerosis. So they've said, look, we know we've got to get this therapeutic to the brain. And we think we get a little bit there, but in order to get the kind of effective dose to the brain, we need to have an agreement with your company. So we're seeing ourselves now, after being in a position since effectively, I would say, probably May or June of this year, of now having that toolkit. We've built that toolkit that other companies such as Vaccinex can come and license from us, take it, internalize our technology, do the technology transfer, internalize it into their organization, and start moving it forward. So I think from, you know, we're at that phase now, that commercialization phase, where I think we'll start to see our revenue sort of go a little bit like the Canadian hockey stick, excuse the expression, because I'm Canadian. So, you know, we expect to see many more companies like Vaccinex come to us and say, look, and I think the real success will be that, you know, that first clinical workup where it's clearly defined and there is an application for human brain, et cetera. So,
What is that time frame?
Certainly within the next 12 months.
Okay. Why BioAces? If I was looking at your company to buy, your stock's trading around $1.32. You know, I've got 300-400 different BioAces technology sort of companies out there that I can purchase. Why yours?
Well, I think diversification. You know, a lot of investment planners and will tell you that you should have a diversified portfolio. If you're very interested in biotech and you're very interested in pharmaceuticals, you know, buying into BioAces or becoming a shareholder of BioAces provides you with probably well over one, if not 200 potential applications. So when you think about it, we've got one technology, which is the tow truck. We know the tow truck works, but now you've got potentially over 100, maybe even as high as 200 therapeutic compounds, drugs out there that have a chance of working in brain. And you have probably 30 to 40 companies out there that all say on their website, we're interested in CNS. We're interested in the CNS marketplace. So I think the opportunity, we don't expect to get them all, but I think the opportunity for us is to be able to see that we can, and we've shown, we signed a deal with Astellas, and now we've signed a deal with Vaccinex. So you're not really relying, as a shareholder, you're not really relying on BioAces per se to see a potential increase in market capitalization. You're really looking to, well, how many companies are out there that they can do business with? And the more companies you can do business with, if I was designing a drug and that was the only thing I was doing was having a drug, you'd be buying equity in the company or buying stock in the company based upon the success of that drug trial. With us, you're buying stock in a company that could be working with 15 or 20 potential companies out there. And if you think about it, if one of those is a success, that's going to increase the market capitalization of our company quite significantly. So I think you diversify your opportunity by buying one single stock. You sign up kind of like buying a mutual fund or a mutual fund that where they have investments in 10 or 15 different companies.
Well
and
said.
If they have one or two that's successful, guess what? They become very successful too.
My guest today has been Rob Hutchison. He is the CEO. I want to thank you, Rob, for coming on the show today. He is the CEO of BioAces Technologies. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIO. R-O-A-F. I wish you nothing but success. We're going to check back with you guys in a couple of months to see how things are going, see if you signed up any new more license agreements. In closing, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think just simply, it's a great, huge opportunity for the company. It's a very exciting field. And having had a number of friends and close associates and people that are suffering from diseases like Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis and, you know, and cancers and all those various different things, I think providing physicians with this utility and providing drug companies with this utility to start being able to, you know, work on those drugs that can make a huge difference in people's lives, I think is probably the most success. And being a part of a company that can offer that opportunity, I think provides potential increase in stock price value, but I also think it brings a lot of a really good tickle in your heart too as well, to think you're part of a company that's can really help mankind.
Absolutely. BioOasis Technology has been the company that we're highlighting today with the CEO, Rob Hutchison. Rob, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.